Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap донтсон trap донтсон trap донтсон Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаа Таадас дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа
Red MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Vince from Hell Pichel, one of my favorite people, as well as Tyler Smith, another one of my favorite people. We got a great, great show today. We got Andre Feely calling in, Touchy Feely, who's got a big fight coming up against Miles Jury. Should be a good fight.
My boy Miles is fighting him.
Is that your boy?
Yeah. I was also a fighter with Miles.
What was that?
Oh, you also right, Miles. Right, yeah, he's one of the few people I still keep in touch with a little bit.
And then we got Jalen Turner, who had a huge win over the weekend. Yeah. Also nasty. Calling in. That guy is also a beast. And then we got Tyler's talking about his upcoming fight and Vince and all kinds of stuff. I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor, Santa Cruz Medicinals, people. They got potent CBD-infused coconut oil, olive oil, MCT oil, vape pens, and more. The stuff is gluten-free. Vegan, paleo, and sugar-free, okay? It's lab-tested. Just go to scmedicinals.com, scmedicinals.com. Mention Roasted, you get $10 off. And I'm telling you, you want a super healthy CBD-infused snack? Try their CBD-infused almonds for a quick treat. They got CBD almonds. I mean, how cool is that? They'll make any kind of recipes. They'll make it CBD-infused, and it's really, really good stuff. Their coconut oil is off the chain, okay? Trust me on this one. It's 2019. Stop hurting your body with sugar and inflammatory processed grains. No, you can make delicious treats that are nourishing to your body, brain, and gut. Yes, okay? Check them out. scmedicinals.com. I highly recommend them. I use their vape pen all the time. And that's also, they got all kinds of great vape pens. Also, Speedweed. Marijuana is legal in California. No reason you should have to go out of your house to get it. They will deliver to you. Okay, go to speedweed.com. They will take care of you. I gave Vince some edible beef jerky. You take some of that?
Yeah, it was actually bacon. It was edible bacon.
Edible bacon?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was pretty good?
I ate the whole bag.
He ate the whole bag. Okay.
It was like sugar bacon, and I love bacon as it is, and then there was like, it was like sweet too, it was so good.
They have THC sex lube, okay, they have edibles, just go to speedweed.com, follow them at speedweed, I highly recommend them, use Roasted for $10 off as well, $100 or more, really, really good stuff. So I had a show I hosted a show Friday too on Saturday, and I was having a great time, the haha was great.
Is that the one when Jeremy Piven was there? Was he just all funny?
No, that was the week before. That was in Vegas. Oh. Yeah. So about the haha, it's like a great show. Although there's a couple where the girl is laughing at everything, like she's having a heart attack. The guy's pissed, and I was like,
the guy that's with her.
Yeah,
the best.
And it was like, I guess it was a Tinder date gone wrong. You know.
Because he's probably the one that's like all the shit you're talking right now. He's like that guy.
Well, he was from Saudi Arabia and like he was just angry. And then she was like, you remind me of my ex. He used to get mad. It was just it was really bad.
Oh
right?
My God.
But they were
fighting, like
kind of arguing
in the front row.
Yeah, kind of. And then there was a woman that got up.
She had angry eyebrow sex later.
Then there was like a 40-year-old woman that got up. Like she had like bleached blonde hair. So I'm like, oh, good up for Hulk Hogan's ex-wife, right? So then she goes up to me, right? I'm sitting down. She goes, I'd appreciate it if you didn't compare me to an unattractive woman, okay?
Oh my God.
So I was like, all right, like I felt bad. I was like, I was just a joke. So then I get back on stage and I was like, man, listen, I would like to apologize. Call that woman Hulk Hogan's ex-wife. She's not like Hulk Hogan looks. She looks like Hulk Hogan.
Damn.
And then luckily she started laughing and then she was like, I appreciate the. I'm like, you're definitely fucking blah blah blah. And it was all good. So that was on that was Friday. And then what else has been going on? I had Brian, right? Our friend Brian. My friend Brian.
One time?
90-degree turn.
Brian, who's like a comic, who's like a good friend of mine. He's training for a wrestling tournament, right? He's almost 40. He lost two like the tips of his fingers. And
is that the bigger dude? Is he like a bigger dude?
Not really. That's Aldo.
75, 175.
So he's like, so we've been helping him prepare, right? And I could tell he's been getting better. He's been getting better, right? But like I was telling him what he was doing wrong. First time I pinned him like six times the first time, and then like I'm like, all right, listen, when I go, we get your wrists, roll your wrists out, kind of like little things, right? And then I couldn't get his wrist anymore. Like, I was helping him.
Yeah.
And he did hit a slide by on me. He hit a takedown on me. I was kind of pissed. But I'm like, all right. So I got a takedown. So,
fucking rookie gets me down.
Now, he's been going and, like, wrestling with the high school, like, every day. Like, wrestling with the high school team.
Really? I didn't know that.
And he's been getting better. And I've been proud of him, right? But I can tell he's starting to go a little nutty. Like, on, like, Twitter, he called out, he's like, he wants to fight Bill Maher. He's making these videos called, like, Toxic Masculinity. I'm a toxic. He like, wants to fight. What's his name?
I love my toxic masculinity.
Oh, my God.
Created a monster.
Trevor Noah. He's like, you a pussy. I'll fight you right now. All this shit, right? Like, because he's a huge Trump supporter. So I get a text the other day. He goes, 5 o'clock in the morning, a Monday morning. I can beat you now. Let's have a match, right?
I can beat you now.
So I text him back, sure you can. I go, the last time we wrestled, you tapped out. He did. He tapped during the wrestling. I go, that was after you trained for 6 months and I hadn't wrestled for live in a year, right? He goes, let's go again. 6 months ago, I lost my finger. Let's go again. So I go, I'm fucking 40, right? Like, I got a baby, a kid. Like, I don't have time for this. Plus, he's training. I'm not training.
Yeah.
So I go, listen, nah, man. I have a baby and a career to focus on. Just know that you tapped the last time you wrestled. Tapped. It's time for me to move on. It's time for me to move on to other challenges in my life. Making you tap was one of my goals. And I accomplished it.
Right? Bucket lift check.
He goes, that was practice. I want a real match. So I go, leave me out of your midlife crisis. Right?
I'd be down.
So, that makes my heart happy that you just kept battering him.
One of the coaches from the other team was like, when are we doing a coaches tournament?
So he goes,
what?
Yeah.
He goes, midlife strengthening, not taking shit from anyone. I go, that's great, man. Keep it up. But like, I'm not training for a match. First of all, I don't think I would beat him, even not even training, you know?
He must be training with...
But second of all, like, leave me out of your fucking, like what am I?
He has a vendetta against you. Like, he is so sour about that still. He has to be.
Yeah.
That motherfucker made me tap in wrestling.
He just wants to prove himself.
Yeah, he wants to prove himself.
He just wants to be like, dude, I did it, you know?
Like, yeah, but it's like, to me, it's like kind of like.
That's good for him. That's honestly kind of good for him, but I think the way he's going about it is a little fucking.
I mean, it's
it reminds me of Tito beating.
It's a little excessive.
It reminds me of Tito beating Chuck the last time, but like Chuck actually trained, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he did.
So, meanwhile,
not that it would have helped, 20 honestly. 20
years after our prime, let's go.
Yeah.
Speaking of real fighters, I heard you guys train together.
We did.
How'd it go?
You could call it training together. I would call it me covering up for 15 minutes and Vince beating my ass. That's what I would call it.
All right.
Dude, Tyler found out the hard way that, like, I look like shit wrestling on TV, but I'm really pretty good at wrestling.
He told me. And, like, Tyler's a good wrestler and a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. And he was like, Vince fucked me up wrestling. And I go,
I'm a pretty decent wrestler.
When did this happen?
I've been like that. It's just... Some people, you know what
Some
I mean,
are
just
more
better.
Than decent
you
wrestlers. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And then that's what I told him. I go, man, how good is Gillespie then? Like, because he made it look like he was a national NCAA Division I champion.
He's a really good wrestler. He's definitely a way better wrestler than me, and probably you fucker, fuck you. That's it for you now.
That's like my cat, by the way.
But, little bastard just bit me for petting him too much.
All right, so go on. So Tyler said that your wrestling is legit.
Yeah.
Like,
legit.
Legit.
He's also
freakishly strong.
What?
So he would get like front headlock and just throw me into the cage and spin to the back.
You have that video, right? Here's a video.
Yeah, I have video of it.
Was he hitting doubles on you, singles?
It was all like.
I had one double, a couple singles.
Yeah, maybe a double, but like a lot of singles, front headlocks, like from the clinch. You know, like tying up from the clinch, snap down.
I only double legged him once. He came in charging on me.
Well, you wrestled Gillespie too. You probably wrestled a lot. You worked in the wrestling a lot.
Yeah, I did.
Gillespie too.
Well, and after my loss, I honestly worked on my wrestling a lot, but then I kind of strayed away from it because then I was like, I like striking so much.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like back at him. I'm trying to get back into my grappling because my striking.
That's what he told me. He's like, dude. You just see the level, the UFC level.
Wait, you looking at you see that mark still there?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You gave him a mark?
He somehow put a mark on my head right here with my eye.
Somehow.
I don't know. I mean, he did hit me a couple times.
Now, how does Tyler look?
He looks pretty good, actually. He's a... He's like an explosive, twitchy person, so you have to be careful with those kinds of people. You know what I mean? You can't be stupid. So I had to be a little bit cautious, like coming in on him. But he's actually pretty strong, very lanky, hard to deal with a little bit because he's like super elusive and wild the way he strikes.
Is he ready for his fight next week?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think he'll do good in this fight.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's a wrestler, too, so I was just coming at him like that guy probably would have. And, I mean, he did very well.
Now when you go against him, like, now, when you were going up against Vince, what were you expecting?
Tyler? Just shot.
Oh, this I want
to
know.
Well, like, actually sparring with Vince?
Yeah.
I was expecting not to do as well as I did standing and to do a little better on the ground. So it was surprising to me. It was surprising. I was like, okay, like, it made me feel a little bit better about my feet, like being on the feet, because I can box. Like, I've always had pretty good hands. I just, you know, I'd rather go to where I'm comfortable.
Which is the ground.
But, you know, it's a lot different in MMA than it is in jiu-jitsu. When you're taking those punches, you can't really sit. You know, you can't sit and base out and, like, get. You just have to go.
There's no thinking.
Yeah. It's more like wrestling. Like, you have to have a wrestler mindset once you hit the ground.
Just chain wrestling, bang, bang, bang.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what were you expecting when you were going against him? What were you expecting?
I honestly wasn't expecting anything. I was just going to kind of, like, see where he went. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I was kind of, well, because when I went there, it was just me and him. None of his other guys were there. So I was expecting to kind of just round robin with all the guys, you know, and let them all. Because that's what I do when I go to gyms, you know what I mean? Everyone wants to train with me because UFC guys. So right. That's what I was expecting to do, honestly, was stay in there and just train with everyone. But I don't know. I want to say I was, like, pleasantly surprised at the way he was fighting and his tactics, the way he attacks.
He's a fucking smart guy. He's a real student of the game, you know?
Yeah, and that's, I think, like, I was kind of rushing because obviously I wanted to get as much experience in with Vince as possible. Like, I'm not just going to sit on the outside and pick my shots and play the game. But I do have that fight IQ. Rounds. Like, I know when I need to be safe and when I can be kind of reckless. And he definitely exploited some things, but I know, like, at the end of the day, I can take those steps back or cut the angles and get away.
I don't know how you guys do it. Like, I've been doing Muay Thai like 3 days a week, and I've been holding. And you see, like, when I go with someone like me with like zero experience, this is like fun kicks, you know, punches. Then you see when you go against a guy who's like training for a fight, and you're like, what the like
the I'm intensity
like,
of the monster.
And like one of these kicks, if I didn't have a pad on me, would have just crippled my fucking leg. Yeah. You know, I don't know how you guys take those kicks.
You want to know something funny? Is so when I'm like at school, my buddies are all like, "You never fucking kick when you kick in your fights. It looks like pussy shit." Da, da. I was like, "I got tie pads in my car. Hold the fucking tie pad."
Yeah.
I let them hold the tie pad. And they're like, "Fuck that." They hold it one time. I
yeah,
kick
exactly.
it. I hit them with a left too. I don't even like a left body kick. Not even like a hard right. Like just a left switch body kick real quick. And they're like, fuck that, dude. And I was like, yeah. I was like, just because you don't hear it, like, you don't hear it on TV, those are the ones that hurt.
Yep.
The ones you hear the slap and it's loud, like, they might sting a little, but that's like getting slapped, honestly. But the ones you don't fucking hear, those are the ones that hurt. Those are the ones that get through the muscle and hit the fucking bone. Like, that shit's solid.
It's
crazy. But it's funny that people don't, like, I don't know. I just enjoy that. Like, I enjoyed watching his face when he realized how good of a grappler I was. Like, you know what I mean? When I kicked that dude's pad, like, that kind of shit is funny to me because people will tell, like, I'm sure you probably get it too.
It was like in a wet, like, I hit the ground and I was like, all right, you know, wrist control, something. And then I was stuck and I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
this fucking sucks.
Fuck. And I kind of looked at him like, you motherfucker. Like, I told you I'm good. I told you I'm good.
Is that what you said? I told you I'm good?
I was talking shit to you a little bit.
I told you I'm good.
In between the face punches.
I always do that. Like, when I'm, like, last night, I was at Street Sports last night. I was with my buddy Drew and, my buddy Drew's a black belt, he's good. So me and him we always get in these like intense competitions sometimes. So we were going at it, right? And he kept doing cheesy little takedowns on me, be like, 2 points ref, right? And you know what I mean? Obviously there's no ref, but he's just being a dick about it. So I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
So
I get him against the wall and, you know, I grab my double leg and he's trying to commer me as I have him up and he's like kind of like on guard and I'm like squatted a little bit and he's trying to commer me.
Mm-hmm.
So I stand up and I just jerk him off, right? So he falls and then
you jerked him off?
Yeah, like I like just jerk and he falls off me.
Did he finish?
And I think so. Nice. No, he tried, but he never did.
Go on.
So I jump on him, then I'm like, oh, here comes the rape cave. Here comes the rape dungeon tactics now. And then he's like, bring it. But like that kind of shit, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
When we train shit, I like fucking around and do stuff like that. I like to make it fun.
When I used to have matches, when I got in college, I was so angry about the weight cut. You know, like I would like lose, because I was getting like pussy before and having fun, and then wrestling started, and I was like losing 17 pounds a week. I was like, so people would like shoot on me, and I would start clapping at them. I would like applaud, like, yeah, that was a good shot. Like, and then like you're supposed to like, you know, like set up a shot, you could like tap the guy's head and then, you know, lower
yeah,
level.
Attack the arms.
I would just fucking like smack the guy in the face.
Love him. Yeah.
But, oh my God.
But not even shoot afterwards. Just to, and like, I remember the guy looking at the ref going, like, what the fuck was that? Like, dude.
Bitch, I'm 2 points, ref.
Dude, my last match before I like quit wrestling, like,
oh my God.
The other team's coach threw in the towel. I was up like 12 to 5, but I was
Therese Max.
I was beating up the kid so bad, like, he threw in the towel on and like a wrestling dude. Match. And like, that's, I was an angry fuck, oh, you know? God. But that was like, all right, I don't think it's going to get better than that. All right, let's talk about some of the fights that happened on Saturday.
Yes.
Anderson Silva, Stylebender.
Oh.
To me, that looked like a glorified sparring session.
It did. It was.
It did.
It was.
That's
it
exactly
was.
What it looked like.
I mean, somebody asked me, do you think Stylebender was taking it easy on him? My answer is no, because I just think that Anderson Silva has that weird style. You can't look good against him. Look at Daniel Cormier. Look like the only person that ever looked good against him was like Chris Weidman, who caught him. Like,
it's not that you can't look good against him. I think what we saw on Saturday night was two guys of equal skill, power, speed, everything matched up pretty equally, and they just didn't get past that feeling out phase.
Yeah.
There was the explosive moments, but it was like they both knew at any time if they do something stupid, they're gonna get caught.
Yeah. But why didn't it go five? Why didn't it go five rounds? Like, that also pissed me off. Ugh. I understand it was three, but if the main event goes under, like, okay, fine. You didn't train for five. Neither did he. Like, that would have been interesting. That fourth round,
I think so too. I kind of feel like I was a little disappointed when I was like, oh fuck, three rounds. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. I think in the fourth or fifth, Anderson might have actually like maybe pulled it off for some odd reason. I'm thinking that might have happened. It was just
pulled something crazy.
Yeah,
it did seem like they were just like a sparring session. They weren't like out to get it, you know. Like,
yeah. Like they definitely put on a good threw show. Some hard shots or yeah. some hard shots, you know. Like, but it was few and far between.
And at the end, you know what I mean? With like the celebrating, it just seemed a little much for what it was. Like, I understand Silva's a legend and nothing to take, I'm not taking it, but Anderson Silva, I kind of like, has not really looked that good in his last five fights. His last five fights have been against, you know, Bisping, Derek Brunson. Who else did he fight? He fought, was that Weidman twice?
No.
I mean, he hasn't looked that great. Even when he won against Derek Brunson, I thought he lost.
Yeah.
Nick Diaz, that fight he didn't look good against, Diaz. By the way, they asked Diaz, are you going to come back? And he's like, no, I don't want to hurt people. I want to stick to partying right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Which,
he's such a boss.
Reformed Nick Diaz.
I love them. I love them, dude. Those guys are awesome.
I guess he retired from not fighting.
Smoke weed,
he retired from not fighting?
Yeah. I mean, he's like, well, I guess then he would be fighting. But it's like, yeah, he just wants to just party. But it kind of sucks, though, because you have your whole life for that, dude. I mean, people still want to see you.
I would love to see Nick Diaz back in the octagon, man.
I would too, but honestly, like, it's his fucking life. Let him do what he wants. Shit.
Speaking of head cases, I spoke to Mayhem Miller. He called me again.
Oh, nuh-uh.
Yeah, he called me from jail. He's doing well. He's in solitary confinement. But he's been reading lots of books.
Why is he in solitary? He's getting fights.
I guess he's in a celebrity sort of. Yeah. And,
there's probably a lot of people that would want to fight him.
But he says that like everyone loves him at the jail.
If they would put him in solitary, he'd be in PC or somewhere.
I asked him if he's doing like prison or bully beatdown, like that would better be
prison beatdown.
Yeah, but he was like bully beatdown, but for prisoners, like someone's picking on their cellmate and they go to him.
That's my bitch beatdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beat down. Oh my God.
But he's doing really well. He seems like he's in a really good place. Honestly, yeah, he's still looking at either a year or 4 years. But
I hope so, man, because I really liked him, but then he kind of went off the deep end. And I was like, whoa, I just don't even want
to. He said when he gets out, he wants to do bare knuckle boxing.
That'd be cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect candidate.
By the way, they signed Anthony Johnson. Bare knuckle boxing.
Oh my God, did they? People are going to die.
But right now, he's just.
Oh my God.
Boy.
People are going to die.
Well, he's just right now talent relations manager.
Yeah.
With fighter relations or something.
Wait, he is? Anthony Johnson is?
Anthony Johnson is.
What the fuck?
But they said he might go into. You never know.
He's got that bloodthirst. He's going to kill someone.
Right? Dude. I mean, who's going to beat Anthony Johnson?
I don't know, dude.
One punch, bro.
Who's going to eat one of those? Who's going to eat one of those without padding on it?
Doesn't matter where
that.
It is.
Fuck that job.
It'd be a body shot. He's cracking all your ribs.
Like he, I mean,
just stand and let someone take a baseball bat to you. Might as well.
I mean, with fucking 4 ounce gloves, people don't get up for like weeks and shit. Yeah, imagine what knuckle with Anthony Johnson bare knuckle boxing.
This is the thing. Like at least with the 4 ounce gloves and the wrap, I'm assuming he wears wraps. It's more like a club, so the concussion power is there. I'm more like. He's going to be busting people's faces open.
Yeah.
Like exploding their faces.
If he hits someone, I guarantee people are going to be doing backflips and shit.
Dude, like if he hits someone in the forehead, that's done.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I saw that.
Marvin Eastman, eyeball?
The huge cut in the. Was it Marvin Eastman?
No, I think you're thinking about Vernon White.
Vernon White, yes. Yeah. Like, oh, that was the good one. Oh, so nasty.
Who was a Vitor, I think, cut him, right? Kneed him in the fucking head. Ooh, that was so dirty.
So
I just watched that again recently. I don't even know where I saw that. I was just watching it.
So let's talk about Kelvin Gastelum for a second. So Kelvin Gastelum, obviously we know what happened. You know, Robert Whittaker getting a hernia the day of the fight. Do you think that's really what happened?
Dude, he almost died.
No. I think he had the hernia and they were somehow trying to get it passed, get the doctors to say it was okay for him to fight. Because when we do the checkoffs and shit and day of weigh-ins, they knew then. For sure they knew then, but most likely they
knew
before. No,
they said he didn't know. Like, they went back to the hotel room and he started throwing up.
Yeah, but the doctor would know. Like, the doctor that checks us, they check us for hernias, they check our hands or knuckles. I mean, they do kind of a shitty job, but when they push on your stomach and shit, they actually push. Yeah. But when they check our knuckles and our eye, like eyebrows for stitches, like, that's garbage. But when they push on our guts and ribs, they check that. They usually do a pretty decent job. So I imagine they found out then because he might have winced or, you know, he did something.
So it looked like Kelvin had, he even said he had staph infection on the back of his neck.
Yeah.
Which looked gross. Fucking.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No,
I didn't see it.
Dude.
It looked like John Dodson was popping out of his fucking, like, not even Dodson.
With his hands too.
But it was like white, so it was more like, what's his name? Like Marvin Eastman. Speaking of Marvin Eastman.
It was like Jeff Monsoon coming out.
Yeah. People were photoshopping like Dana White's face. And, like, people were putting like
that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. So and then he looked like he had ringworm on his front of his face a little bit, like, which I don't know, right? So then, he says, you know, look, I come from the wrestling world. This is my belt now. The guy forfeited it. So he was walking around with Henry Cejudo's belt.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
I know.
And then Conor McGregor tweeted, get that worm out of there. Yeah. That guy's going to give everyone ringworm.
I seen that, which, shut the fuck up. That guy didn't even defend his belt one time, or when he tried to defend the belt that he wanted to get back, he just got his ass whooped.
Yeah, well, then Kelvin responded to Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what he said. So Conor McGregor tweets out like, you know, basically like get him out of there. The guy's disgusting. This and that. First, Kelvin said, "Why don't you make me fucking take the belt from
you?"
Yeah,
come take it off me a little bit.
Then he says, "Oh my God, you want to talk about Connor called him a leper." This is, by the way,
a leper.
This is what it like looked like. The staph infection in the back of his neck.
Dude.
Ew.
So he says, "Oh my God, you want to talk about a leper? A guy that's full of disease, that's spreading disease all over Ireland. That's Conor McGregor. He's spreading his seed all over Ireland, impregnating ladies and not claiming them. That dude's a leper. Forget him. Some of the UFC doctors got there. They gave me antibiotics, put me on medication, gave me creams so I could put some on. Immediately, they were happy with the results. The next day, it like shrunk and dried up. I was gonna go there and let him fight. They said it was gonna be okay. So." Yeah, I kind of understand where Kelvin's coming. Like, where the fuck is McGregor all of a sudden jumping on Gastelum?
Dude, he's just jumping on everybody right now.
You know why? Is because Gregor knows that he's not worth anything anymore.
Yeah, he's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah.
But he also...
He lost his worth when he lost that fight.
But also, Conor challenged Anderson Silva afterwards.
Yeah, he's trying to be relevant. He's a fucking idiot. Conor, you're dumb shit. You lost your fuck... Keep your money and just walk away now. Jesus.
Yeah, well, that's... Seems to be what people are thinking.
Oh my God.
That was Vince's call out.
That was my two cents. Fuck you, Connor. I like him a lot, but I think he should just do that now. He should just walk away because he's just going to tarnish what he did now in my eyes.
Yeah, might as well. Got the money. Yeah. That's why he was in the fight game.
Yeah.
Like, you look at those interviews from back in the day, and he's like, I want to get in, make a bunch of money, and get out. You've done it, dude.
I mean, he made a ton of money, but I imagine he spent a lot of money too.
Yeah.
I will buy your next pay-per-view. But you've done it.
So
if you feel like it.
So Chris Weidman, by the way, tweeted out that Stylebender's overrated.
Like, oh, Chris Weidman wants him, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think that'd be a good fight.
I would love to see that fight. Dana's talking about making Weidman versus Anderson Silva 3. I don't want to. No one wants to see that.
I don't want to see that now.
You know,
Silva got starched twice.
Yeah.
I mean, the second time he starched himself.
But also, Barrichina, Paulo Costa. Said this scrawny clown,
big pretty guy, the big pretty boy guy.
Yeah,
he goes, this scrawny clown Stylebender would not survive two rounds with me. He does not convince me. Definitely, my focus is total on Romero in April. So
I think Stylebender would tear that dude apart.
Would
really?
Yeah, I think he'd destroy that dude.
Yeah,
he would beat Barrichina.
Yeah, I think he'd get pieced up bad too. Stylebender would fuck that dude up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think his striking would overwhelm him because he's too loose and elusive.
Same thing that he did with Brad Tavares. Yeah. He'd just be bink, 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 bink. Wait till you get tired because he's going
to
get
and that
tired.
And that guy is explosive
round.
And he does have a chance to catch him, but I think Stylebender's too smart for that too.
And either wins Weidman or Stylebender.
Knockout. That's interesting.
That one I'm not sure. I don't know.
Weidman? I'd say Weidman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But me Weidman, too. New Weidman, I'm not so Stylebender. Sure about. Yeah, Stylebender.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. By the way, how good did Ricky Simone look? He comes on the podcast.
That's a little Chupacabra guy, right? Mm-hmm. Look at little Chupacabra.
The little guy with the mullet.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. I really liked watching
I was going to tweet out, why is Amanda Nunez fighting right now? But my phone fucking died right when that happened.
You're like, Sid, oh, yeah, damn it.
But he looked really good. He beat Ronnie Yaya.
Yeah.
I like that kid a lot. They're throwing him up against the Wolves.
Ronnie Yaya was... He was like starting to come back a little bit. I felt
he won like four in a row or something.
Yeah.
Oh, in the fight?
No, in the fight. Yeah, in the actual fight, he would because I feel like Simone or whatever was kind of fucking landing shots, and Yaya didn't want nothing to do with it. You know, you could tell he didn't want nothing to do with the punches, and then he started like coming back at him. And I was like, oh shit, maybe.
Yeah, if it was a 5-round fight, it might have been different. But yeah. I don't know. You know, a lot of times guys only train for 3 rounds, right?
Yeah.
Right. Or they, you know, if it was 5, maybe he would have paced himself better. But I mean, Simone is really good. Simone's really good.
Yeah, he is.
Now, Montana De La Rocha beat that hot chick, by the way, that girl.
Oh, yeah, Nadia. Yeah. I like Nadia.
Yeah, but she's...
I like Montana, too.
Well, the thing about that girl, Nadia, okay, so she was 4-0, knocked out 4 girls under a minute, but each of those girls never won a fight, like, combined.
So oh, really?
That record was a little misleading. She did beat the girl, Astro Girl.
I don't even know her record.
And, like, her first fight, she beat the girl from... That hot girl.
Oh, she's from Australia too?
From The Ultimate Fighter.
I didn't know Nadia's from Australia.
But she got Montana fucked her up. I mean, that was a complete domination.
This doesn't even show the UFC 5-0.
I didn't watch that one.
Now, by the way, my daughter's nanny just showed up.
Hey, I have a question. Where the fuck is Ween Dog at?
Ween Dog went back to college.
He did?
Yeah, but he'll be back here soon. We're gonna do if you guys could do Monday, he'll be back here Monday. Yes, we're in the middle of a podcast.
Hi, Annie the Nanny.
Annie the Nanny. I might keep her this until she falls asleep and then give it to her. Okay, so Lando Venata, that was the best he looked. Woo. All of a sudden, he had like takedowns.
Miles.
This dude never threw a takedown in his life. Never went for a takedown in his life. All of a sudden, he looked best I've seen him.
Oh, I didn't even see that fight,
Sam
actually.
You watched the Sam Alvey fight?
I watched that fight.
Dude, Sam Alvey turned to the dark side.
He did, and that was justifiable in my eyes.
Really? Because Mark Goddard apologized.
He did?
Yeah, the ref apologized.
He shouldn't have apologized.
Now, if you have a problem with a certain ref, do you think you should be able to... Because he has a problem with Mark Goddard.
He could request another ref.
And the UFC does it?
Yeah. The commission. So he can't say, I want this ref instead, but he can say, I don't want that ref, and they'll give him a sub.
Really?
Yeah. We could decline refs.
Have you ever done that?
No. I haven't got Yamasaki or
so is that why we haven't seen Kim Winslow in forever?
Yeah, I requested not to get her and Yamasaki in all my fights. I don't want them fucking my shit up.
Well, I would think Winslow would be good because she stands everyone up for you. Like in that.
No, but she's just dumb. Like yeah, she doesn't, you know what I mean? She could fuck up as much as she could go. It's 50-50 with her.
Right.
Yeah, I can't trust her. I've seen her like stop a fight way too early and the very next fight she ref, she let someone
Yeah,
die.
Someone almost get murdered, like, yeah. In the same night, yeah, actually the same night. When
the
was
same
that?
Night. Yeah,
I remember that. When was that? What fight was that? She let someone straight get murdered. Who the fuck was
this
that?
This dude was up against the cage, just
Yeah.
And there was blood
like,
everywhere
and
too.
Like 6 unanswered, just head swinging into the fence. Like, what the fuck are you?
But how?
That's, I think that's really just lack of experience.
But when do refs get assigned your fights?
Huh?
When do? How soon do refs get assigned your fights? Like how in advance?
I think that day, the day of the fight.
So if you say no, I don't want this ref. Then what if...
They'll swap the rotation.
Really?
They rotate, yeah, because there's like 3 or 4 refs, whatever, and they just rotate.
Oh, wow.
One fondles you up, one's in the cage, one's out back, and then they switch.
I think Herzog's probably the best ref right now.
Who?
Jason Herzog.
Herzog?
Yeah.
I like Herzog.
Really? I like Herzog.
I never get to make fun of him because he doesn't fuck up, you know?
Yeah. Beltran, dude.
I like Beltran, yeah. I think Beltran's really good. He's like... To me, he's like John McCarthy incarnate, you know what I mean, as far as referees. He's like... He's very... I like him as far because he's super knowledgeable.
Taking the throne.
Yeah,
Big John was great.
Well, Herb, I mean,
Herb's great.
Well, and I know all those guys too because they all did John's command course, his referee course, and I was one of the fighters that always tried to get them to fail. So like John would hire us to go in there and cheat and shit, like purposely cheat fight and see if they would catch it or not. Hilarious. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, nice.
I enjoyed doing it.
Did you like bring weapons in your trunks and stuff?
No, but a couple times some of the referees got taken out. Like
grabbing the gloves.
Yeah, we'll do that. Grab the fence. One time, hiding. Like when the referees get too close, I'm going to be like, okay, head kick and the other guy's going to duck and I'll try to kick the ref to see if he like, you know, if he'll take the shot.
Yeah.
Sometimes they jump out of the way, but a couple times they've been hit.
Really?
Yeah, you know who's really good now also is Frank Trigg.
Frank Trigg?
He's doing a good job.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen him ref, honestly.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing a lot of local shows, but I think he's done a couple of years.
I like Frank Trigg, but I'm a little salty because when I was fighting Andrew Jaquani, he kept like being like, you're going to get knocked out, but not saying it in those words.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. He was like in his gym, right?
Yeah, he was all buddy Vegas buddy with
guy.
Him.
I know. Also, another guy who did our podcast last week, Devontae Smith. One.
Oh yeah.
So fuck your roasted curse, hey. People.
Wait, hold on. Did you think that the Sam Alvey stoppage was justifiable or you think it was early?
You know what? I thought it was justifiable, but then I think about Sam Alvey as a fighter who is one of those dudes that you have to murder. Like he's come back. Like if it was just a regular fighter, I would say it's justifiable. But then knowing Sam Alvey and how that guy fights, I almost think that it wasn't. That also, that guy was it was weird. The guy walked away when he knocked him down.
Yeah.
That kind of fucked things up a little bit, I think.
I think that did, but the director did a good job of saying, well, that's not it, mother. Like, I didn't stop
Yeah, he
shit.
Let him go there.
But then he rocked Alvey again, and then there was unanswered shots after that. That's why I was like, you're fucking rocked, dude.
Yeah, I've never seen Sam Alvey mad before.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like evil.
He was instantly mad, too.
It's like when Doink the Clown became the evil clown.
Dink. Yeah. Dink.
Yeah, well, Dink was like the little person.
Oh, yeah, Dink was the little one. Oh, yeah.
But like,
Dink, Doink, and Donk. Well, there was a bunch of them, wasn't there?
There was a bunch of them. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I remember that shit. Where did that just came out of my head right now, dude. That was so weird.
Yeah,
WWF.
Absolutely. And then we're going
to... down for the real shit, not that fake WWE crap now.
No, now we got to talk about the fights coming up because this week there are so many good fights between Bellator, UFC, and ACB, and Invicta. And we're going to talk about them right now, guys.
Let's.
Matt Mitrione versus Sergey Kharitonov. Sergey recently stopped Roy Nelson in the first round with 1 second left.
Oh, shit.
Nothing stops Roy except for an ice cream truck.
I know. That doesn't even stop him. He'll run.
Arlovsky. He beat Arlovsky back in the day. He lost to Tony Ayala in like 16 seconds, but that you think he just got caught. And then he lost to Josh Barnett back in Strikeforce. Remember that Strikeforce tournament? Barnett like subbed him.
Yeah.
Damn, that was such a long fucking
time
ago.
A long time ago.
But Matt Mitrione is recently coming off a fucking beating to Ryan Bader by Ryan Bader.
Yeah, Ryan Bader's a fucking monster. When he left the UFC, he just turned monster, dude. I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened? Any
juicing probably, but
I mean, so this fight, who do we like, boys?
Bader or Mitrione?
No, Mitrione versus this Russian. Oh. Bader Mitrione already happened.
I don't know the guy that Mitrione's even fighting, honestly.
I don't know much about him.
He's on a 5-fight winning streak.
Mitrione has looked pretty fucking phenomenal. He's looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Mitrione's such a weird fighter.
Well,
like,
he is a weird fighter. He's
he
like
is.
Really
he's
awkward.
Super goobery. Yeah.
He's really awkward. He's almost... like he fights like he's playing football. You know, it's just like, all right, I'm going to slam some shit into this guy and see what happens.
Right.
I mean,
Mitrione smash.
I don't really know anything about
the
Sergey,
Russian.
So let's go with Matt.
All right,
I'm gonna concur with that.
Matt.
With that analysis.
Also, Logan Storley 9-0. I think he was a 4-time All American, maybe even a national champion. I don't know, but I know he was. I think All American Bellator. He's a beast. He's a fucking beast. This guy. He's on the card too.
On the same card.
Yeah, and so is my man Austin Vanderfort. Paige Van Zandt's man. Yeah.
Shout out.
That dude's really good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I've never seen him fight.
He's a really good fighter. He's like a Division II NCAA champion, good wrestler, trains with Chael.
Oh,
nice guy. Got a tattoo on his neck. Is banging Paige Van Zandt.
Does he? A tattoo on his neck?
Yeah, he's banging. But he's a confident
guy. She doesn't have a thing for that.
Yeah. But he's confident. He's a confident guy. Like, he's not an insecure dude. Like,
nice.
Seems to be taking in stride. So he's fighting too. And then two girls that are actually on the undercard, Amber Liebrock, who beat Marina, Marina, you know, old co-host of the show.
Yeah, I know.
And then Amanda Bell.
Schaefer?
Yeah, Marina Schaefer. And Amanda Bell are fighting. That's a good fight between two 145-pound women.
I know neither one. I'm such a shitty fan.
That same night, Pearl Gonzalez. Have you followed this girl, Pearl Gonzalez?
I know who Pearl is, yeah.
Oh, my God. She's, like, naked on Instagram all the time, or
Jesus,
half naked.
I know, I love
dancing,
it.
Dancing, doing, like, she's probably one of the sexiest dirty girls in MMA. Not dirty, like, not dirty as in, like, she's dirty, but
hello,
she just
Pearl.
Gives off that, like, that vibe.
Let's not downplay it for me, okay? I like the dirtiness.
Yeah. So she's fighting Vanessa Porto. Also a really good fighter.
It's a great fight.
Excited for that. That's for that. And Deanna Bennett, who gives the most awkward interviews ever. Her interviews are like bad Tinder date. Like, they're like long voice messages that just like when the person's not picking up. Like, they're so fucking random.
Like when I fucking botted you, when you got botted when you tried to call me that one time.
By the way, since you and since Ashley? Last week, Ashley Evan Smith, have you guys started the date yet or?
Oh, no. I just said, what's up?
You slid into her DMs. Yeah,
really?
We talked a little bit, but nothing like that.
And you don't see anything in the future?
I don't know. I'm not a girl chaser.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If we hang out, whatever, because I don't really know her, so it's not like I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm kind of still crushing on Jesse Jess a little bit.
Yeah, what's up with you and Jesse Jess?
I still talk to her a lot. Here
any,
and there.
Any crazy fun pics that you sent each other or no?
No. I said dirty photos.
All right, the next
she's
night,
not that kind
on.
Of person. She's a little pretty.
The next night, Saturday night, Michael Venom Page versus Paul Daly. MVP.
Oh, boy.
Paul Daly.
I want to go Paul Daly just because I don't really like MVP, dude.
Yeah, like when
Ronda
Something
about him, I just don't like him.
When Ronda lost, he made that dancing video about her getting knocked out.
I don't even know that.
Yeah,
but
he seems very arrogant.
When I look at him, I just don't like him. I don't know. He's one of those guys that I just want to snap his neck back punching him.
Now, his whole thing, though, is just knocking people out quickly.
Yeah.
But can he knock out Paul Daly?
I mean, he probably could because he's super fast and explosive, but Paul Daly's a fucking monster. And Paul Daly slaps him, that dude's going to fucking do some sort of backflip.
And Paul Daly seems like his Achilles heel is wrestlers, and this guy, MVP, doesn't wrestle at all.
Not at all.
Doesn't wrestle at all. I mean,
but I don't know. Paul Daly's weakness has been strikers, too, like overwhelming strikers, like long-distance strikers on him.
Yeah. Like who?
That he can't get in on. Like Diaz, when Diaz fucking started wailing on them one time.
That
he was fucking
fight.
Diaz, and then when Diaz started like keeping the range, he just got wrecked.
And that Rory McDonald fight.
Yeah, McDonald. There was one more I want to say, too. A white dude fucked him up.
Gegard?
Was it Musasi? That was pretty recent, though. I want to say it was older than that. I want to say it was like, I didn't know it wasn't, but I want to say it was someone like Matt Hamill or someone that like fucked him up.
Nah.
Like with their hands. It wasn't Matt Hamill, but I want to say it was someone like that. Like,
yeah,
someone that you wouldn't like that he should have fucking ruined. You know what I mean?
So you guys think MVP's gonna win?
No, I want Daly to win.
Who do you think's gonna win though?
I don't know, man.
MVP has a good chance of winning.
I think MVP.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that like
just sucks.
I don't like him at all.
But
yeah,
I think he's gonna
see
win.
How he loses.
It just sucks.
You know?
I hate having like it. I hate having to know that the guy that I don't want to win is gonna win.
It happens all the time, though.
I know it does.
It happens with John Jones every time he fights.
Some people want him to win.
I like John Jones, but I like...
I want him to win a drug test.
I like his opponents better, though.
I want him to just win drug tests.
I love watching John Jones fight.
Yeah, his fighting's unbelievable.
It's like I'm going to watch him fight.
I don't like to watch him drive.
Stops.
Yeah. So, Chet Congo is taking on Vitaly Menikov. Menikov beat Tony Johnson. You guys know Tony the Hulk Johnson.
Yeah.
Chet Congo was like... scary dude to me back in the day. Like
he still is.
Yeah, he still is, but now it's Anthony. Now Anthony Johnson's like the scary black guy to me.
Right.
Like that no one wants to fight, you know. It used to be Chuck Congo to me, anyway.
But Congo recently beat my buddy, that guy who's an Uber driver, who's an awesome fighter, who fought in the UFC. What the fuck's his name? John, what's his name?
Which guy? Say it again.
Why am I drawing a blank? He's the nicest guy ever. He's from Minnesota. He has a mustache.
Talk about Mike Richmond?
No, he's a heavyweight.
Oh. From Minnesota?
Yeah, tell me, Chuck. Can you look up Chuck Congo's last fight? Yeah, he knocked out my friend who I thought was going to win.
Who's over there? Not Shane Carwin, he's
like
somewhere else.
30 seconds. Not Shane Carwin. My friend's a beast of a fighter. I was so pissed.
I'm trying to think of a heavyweight with a mustache.
I like
Tim
Congo.
Tim Johnson.
Oh.
First time I met Congo, he goes, "I'm gay. Is that okay?" I was like, "Sure." He goes, "Just kidding." I was like,
"Just kidding, but can I grab your junk?"
I was like, "Oh, it's kind of a
strange." He has like a little Frenchy accent, doesn't he? I imagine he has like a Frenchy accent.
Yes.
Because he looks like he's like straight African, but I don't think he is.
So this guy, Vinete Minnikoff.
Yeah, he is.
Beat Tony Johnson, beat Bigfoot Silva, beat Josh Cuddly Bear Copeland, who just got arrested yesterday for beating up his girlfriend.
Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with people, dude?
And and also on that card, Roy Nelson versus Krokop.
Krokop.
I don't know. Krokop. They're both so old.
Yeah, but if Krokop kicks him, dude, that blubber is going to fly somewhere, and it's probably not going to be upright.
Is this untested Krokop?
Can Krokop kick him?
Like, because Ryzen Krokop's like undefeated.
I think last time I saw Krokop, who did he fight? Who was his last fight?
He just fought and won,
didn't
he?
He threw like two head kicks, and they were...
Did he win?
Yeah. I think he won.
I mean, he knocked out King Mo and Ryzen, but this is not the same Krokop that like was in the UFC.
Or the one that fucking kicked Vanderlei Silva out of the ring like a boss.
I don't think we're ever
going to
see the same Krokop that was in the UFC.
No, that's bad. I'm saying the Krokop of the UFC was not doing that well.
No, in Pride, Krokop and Pride, but you know what goes on in Pride.
Yeah, Krokop Pride.
We all know what goes on in Pride.
By the way, shout out to my man, rest in peace.
Randleman.
Kevin Randleman, who knocked out Mirko Krokop.
Sure did.
Dude, I was watching that videos today. Was that you that posted it?
Nah.
It was Jason Herzog, your buddy Jason. He posted a video of Randleman today of like a highlight video of him.
I love that guy.
It.
He was my favorite guest ever on MMA.
I look like such a fucking slob in your video.
So, Roy Nelson Krokop? Are we all picking Krokop in this one?
I don't know.
I kind of am.
I don't know.
I want Krokop. I like Krokop a lot. I want him to. I like Roy Nelson too, but I feel like Krokop should win.
Yeah.
Oh, this is. I forgot they fought already.
Who Nelson won the first one?
Roy Nelson.
Nelson knocked him out.
UFC 137.
He put him fucking down, dude.
Yeah, he did put him down.
He put him down hard.
Might want it more.
I think that's when he. Oh no, that was Gonzaga. Gonzaga knocked out Krokop dirty with a head kick.
Because Krokop's definitely. I mean,
and he
I don't know who's not more technical than Roy Nelson, but Roy just like those first couple he can eat. You know what I mean? Like he can eat a couple shots. He can eat anything. He can eat those first couple shots. Anything. Like we haven't seen Roy Nelson knocked out very often.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I might take Roy. I think I'm taking Roy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna take Big Country.
All right. So then
against my better judgment and against my love for Krokop, I'm gonna take Roy.
Then on Saturday, also on ACB, Luke Barnett is fighting again. My man Luke, I love that.
What?
Guy. Dude, I love
Luke,
that guy.
Luke, 6'9".
Mr. Catch Wrestling.
Yes, Mr. Big Slow fighting Jorge Gonzalez, and also Efren Escudero is on that card.
Yes,
he is still fighting.
He fought in Golden Boy like 2 weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he lost.
I wanted to fight him when we were on. Oh no, it wasn't him. Who was it? Akira? Some guy Akira? Something like that. He was a 45er. We were on the Ultimate Fighter, and he had like there was a bunch of salt. And I remember we were like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" And they're like, "Oh, that was a guy from the Ultimate Fighter before." We guess he wanted to take a bunch of salt baths, but he like for some reason he never fucking ended up doing it. They told me some crazy story about why he couldn't take salt baths.
Efren was like, he had such a crazy career. I mean, his career, he's like almost like a journeyman now. But like he lost to Gleison Tibau in.
Gleison's a fucking monster too.
But it was a good fight.
That guy makes 55.
That was in Golden Boy MA. It was a really good fight. And also Brian Foster is fighting on this card. Brian Foster is another great fighter.
I've seen him fight a couple times. Yeah.
He just recently beat Ramzy Nijem.
Oh, Ramzy's still fighting too?
Yeah, Ramzy's in he's fighting in the PFL. And what's his name beat him in the PFL.
Dude, that kind of makes me feel old because like I was wanting to fight all these guys when I was like coming up because this was before I got in the UFC Ultimate Fighter. I wanted to fight these guys. I was like, oh, those guys are so good. I want to fight them.
Remember Stripper Ramsey? That's what they called him because he was doing like he was always stripping in the thing.
Who was the guy that wore the G-string one time? Remember his fucking balls came out and Dana's like, never again is that allowed.
Dennis Hellman against Jacob Volkman, and he gave Volkman a bonus for getting him off his TV screen.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Dana's back. Old Dana's back. Recently on Instagram, somebody said something like, "This card sucks," and he's like, "Fuck you, go watch The Bachelor." Like,
Yeah, he's like, if you think you obviously know nothing about fighting, if you think that fight sucks.
Yeah,
I loved the way he bashes people that attack him.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
So now UFC on Sunday night, Ngannou versus Kane.
Oh my gosh.
Why am I picking Ngannou? I don't know.
I'm gonna pick Kane. I'm going.
You're
Kane.
You're picking Ngannou, huh?
I know I'm a wrestler. You're crazy. I just go with wrestlers.
Well, you should go. You should go with Cain Velasquez.
I know I should go with him, but I just feel like Ngannou hits so fucking hard, and I don't know. I feel like he knows that that's going to be Cain's bread and butter is going to be wrestling. Yeah, you know, I don't think he knew
that
against.
Does it matter?
He didn't know that against Stipe.
Does it matter?
It's really. I mean, it's his bread and butter, but. Kane can fucking stand there and throw too, and he has cardio that Ngannou is not going to be able to handle if Kane still has his cardio.
6 years,
if gray-haired Kane still has his cardio, we'll see.
So, all right, who are you picking?
Kane. I want Kane to win, hopefully. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a long time, but I really like Kane, and I want him to win.
Also, James Vick versus Paul Felder.
That's a banger.
It is. I'm going to go with my boy Vick. Yeah. But
you guys are friends, right? On the Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah. Yeah, he's another one of the guys I still talk to too. I actually want to go visit him because I want to go hunting with him.
How does he make that weight? I mean, he's what,
Vic?
6'9" or something, and like
he's super tall.
He's like 6'3", yeah.
So how does he cut that much weight?
Shredded.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He's freaking shredded.
He is. He's a tall and lean motherfucker.
Also, our girl Cynthia Cavillo. We had her on the show.
She's fighting
Courtney Casey. Who's a hottie. Courtney, they're both hotties.
I like Courtney, yeah. Courtney's cool.
I think Cynthia.
Who'd you rather hook up with, Cynthia or Courtney?
Courtney.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cynthia looks like she'd be a lot more fun.
Yeah, Cynthia.
Courtney's got that big Jay Leno chin, you know?
You like that?
Oh, I can only imagine what Tyler wants to do.
Nah, she's a jiu-jitsu girl.
So is Cynthia.
She's very bendy.
I would think Cynthia more. I feel like if I tried to bank Courtney and she tried to overpower me, it would turn into a little fight there. And I feel like I could overpower Cynthia and it would be funner.
You don't think you could overpower? I think Cynthia would.
I don't want to get overpowered during sex.
So you couldn't overpower Courtney?
I don't want to get overpowered during sex.
I feel like Cynthia would try harder for some reason.
Oh, really?
It seems like she's like, she's there to please.
She does seem like a closet.
Bruce Leroy versus Cron Gracie. Now, I don't know much about, tell me about Cron Gracie. How good is he?
I have no
amazing.
Idea.
At jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, yeah.
His jiu-jitsu is amazing.
He's the one that's always in the videos,
right?
Him and his brother doing the videos?
He what?
Him and his brother, right, do the videos? Is it those two?
No.
Those are two other ones.
Crone's Hickson's son.
Oh, okay.
He has a gym in Culver City. He fights like Hickson used to fight. He fights like the old Gracie way. Foot, you know, front lead foot, kind of light, keeping the distance, and then just shoots a garbage single or double and
doesn't
gets
let
on
go
your back
you.
And fucking chokes you out. Like,
and he's undefeated, right?
He's undefeated. He's undefeated.
So who are we picking? Him or Bruce Leroy?
I don't know.
Oh, he's fighting Bruce Leroy.
Yeah. Caceres, man. He's definitely the most experienced guy that Crone's ever fought. But I think Crone's jiu-jitsu is on like, it's like Damian Maya level.
And where Leroy
like,
never
if he gets a hold of you, he's gonna choke you.
Leroy never wins the big ones. Whatever. He always beats the guys he should beat, but he never.
I think
he never
just
beats
out
the
and
favors.
Try, like, he's too comfortable. He tries to do too much, you know, too much
too
of that
flashy,
spinning shit.
Yeah.
You know?
But is that gonna work?
I think Crone's just gonna stay like head down, bull, come forward and take him down and choke him out.
You think so?
Yeah. I've never seen Crone fight, so I don't know, but I imagine he'd do good because. Anytime Leroy did bad was against grapplers.
Yeah.
And also Aljamain Sterling versus Jimmy Rivera.
That's going to be a good fight. Jeez, I'm going to go Jimmy.
Jimmy Rivera was like 20-1 before running into Marlon Moraes. Same with Aljamain was on a
both
tear.
Of them, yeah.
I love Aljamain.
Jimmy's so tough. Aljamain, I think, too. Is a more talented fighter, but Jimmy's maybe the grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy. We haven't really seen Aljamain get tested.
After watching that submission he pulled off last time, I'm pretty confident he can withstand.
But he's always winning. He's never been brings. Losing a fight and come back and won.
True.
He just hasn't. Whereas Jimmy, I feel like you have to kill him.
Yeah.
To put him away.
Yeah. Which Aljo can do.
Which Aljo can do.
Which Aljo can do.
So you're picking
I'm
Aljo?
Aljo.
And
I'll
Vince?
Take Aljo.
I'm going to go Rivera. I'm going to go for the seasoned vet here.
All right.
I think Rivera, I like Rivera, and he's still a super ferocious guy, you know what I mean? And not that Al isn't, but or Aljamain isn't, but I just think his experience is gonna come into play.
Kevin Lee, by the way, he still thinks he won that fight against
Al?
Al Iaquinta. And then Al copied it and wrote a crying face, like a crying emoji.
Oh, he retweeted it.
Like, what a fucking I was at that fight. I love Kevin Lee, but he didn't win that fight.
No.
I mean, it was close, yeah. But he didn't win that fight. Also, Ashley Evans-Smith versus Andrea Lee. Ashley Evans-Smith.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ashley Evans-Smith.
Yeah, we got to go Ashley.
Yeah.
Nick Lentz versus Scott Holtzman. Nick Lentz, big Trump supporter.
Is he?
That's an interesting fight. I feel like they're kind of the same fighter. You know
think
what I mean?
So?
Yeah, a little bit. If I'm thinking right.
You think Nick's got better submissions and Holtzman seems like a more striker.
I think Nick has a little bit better ground game than Holtzman, but they're both like that tough, gritty, thick, like they're gonna duke it out.
I totally would though.
Who? Andrea Lee?
No, it's Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Ashley Evans-Smith? Yeah. Yeah, you would. And also Jessica Penny is back.
Oh, shit.
Jessica Penny.
Against Jody Esquivel. I don't know much about Jody Esquivel. I think she trains over at Jackson's.
She's hold on.
I'm going to go Penny.
Yeah, I got to go with my girl, Jess. I got to go with my girl, my black belt. BJJ black belt, Jessica Penny.
Now, I know wrestlers, you always go for other wrestlers. Are you the same way with jiu-jitsu people?
Kind of. A little bit. Jessica Penne is hot, dude.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah.
I know. We went on a date a couple times. Yeah. It didn't go very well. I think I talked about MMA way too much. and then, like, at the end, like, I tried to kiss her. We did kiss for a second, then her dog jumped on my back.
Why were you bent over?
Her dog is, like, 9'6". It's, like, the never understanding story. Now,
Before or after Joanna shattered her face?
This is before. But then she was really cool. I did that action show, and she came on as, like, I was like, I guess she's super, super cool. I like Jessica a lot. She claims she never kissed, but
yeah, she's tough as fuck too.
She claims she never kissed, but I was there. I was conscious.
maybe it was so bad she blocked it out of her memory.
I think
it was a dark time in her life.
Penny, yeah,
I think she catches her. With
what's the girl's name? She's fighting
submission.
Again?
Jody Esquivel. Esquivel.
Jody Esquivel.
She's had what, one fight in the UFC, two fights in the UFC? Oh, she's with Jardine.
Yeah,
the Dean of Mean.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like they're dating? Like they're together? They're in Iton?
No, he cornered her.
Oh.
So we're calling a guy right now, Jalen Turner. This dude put on a show last week.
Slick.
Yep. Good job.
And he's over at, trains out of San Bernardino. Dude, he's got a second kid on the way.
Same manager, Iridium.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that guy find you guys?
I don't know. He's like
Instagram.
Yeah, he is very. I think he found me through Ruben Duran.
I like his wife too.
Shout out to Ruben.
Mrs. Yeah, Iridium.
Cool. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, pretty hot too.
Yeah, she's funny.
I have the hottest wife ever.
I have the hottest wife
who I love dearly,
so dearly.
What are you doing Valentine's Day with your girl?
We are going to dinner. I'm gonna get some sushi.
When is Valentine's Day?
Thursday. You're really on top of it.
I got a date on Friday.
Why does he need to know?
That's a good point.
Smart.
Hello, is this Jalen Turner?
There we go.
What's up, people? Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. You can view easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You could also view stock collections, such as the 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of MMA Roasted a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at mmaroasted.robinhood.com. That's mmaroasted.robinhood.com. robinhood.com. What's up, people? Listen, sexual performance issues, way more common than you think. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under the age of 40. Yeah, 40% of men by the age of 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. That's terrible. The time finally comes. You're hot, she's hot, and boom, nothing. Not good. No bueno, okay? Go to 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED, all right? Treat that erectile dysfunction. The well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. It's prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You could save hours by going to 4hims.com, all right? It's erectile without the dysfunction. Try Hims for just a month today for just $5, okay? They'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds to enter the doctor or the pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/MMAroasted. That's FORHIMS.com/MMAroasted. 4hims.com/MMAroasted. What's up, people? Listen, most subscription boxes are full of samples and junk that you'll never use, but not Battle Box. It's a monthly subscription box for men, full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, and outdoor enthusiasts. I'm telling you guys, BattleBox is your monthly subscription for hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear. They introduce you to the best products, new gear, and innovative companies at a much lower cost than if you were to buy them individually. Plus, who doesn't like to get a package full of mystery adventure gear? I love that. Go to trybattlebox.com/roasted and pick the box you want. They start at just $25 a month. Plus, they release a video for each new box. You can see what's coming and how to use it. They shipped over 500,000 boxes, and they won Best Men Subscription. You got to sign up today and be ready for everything. Right now, our listeners are getting a free tactical knife when you sign up for your first battle box at trybattlebox.com/roasted. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, each battle box is filled with tried and true field-tested survival, outdoor, and everyday carry gear. Usable products that have been hand-selected by survival experts for you to carry, use, and add to your emergency stash. Be ready, guys. Be ready and check out trybattlebox.com/roasted.
Yes, you're on the MMA Roasted podcast. How are you, man?
So professional. Yes, this is him.
I'm pretty good. How's everything? Sorry, I had an important call going on.
No worries, man. I get it. You have a lot of baby mamas to talk to.
Oh, damn.
So how are you, man?
I'm pretty good. How's everything going for you?
Good, man. Congrats on your huge win. You looked amazing, man.
Yes,
that was
good
awesome.
Good job.
Thank you.
When did you get back from Australia?
I got back yesterday, actually.
Now, are you still on like cloud nine?
I know you didn't stay longer.
Are you still like just feeling
nah,
like a?
I'm back to reality. You know, the high went away pretty quick. You know, like, especially after a 16-hour plane ride.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty damn awesome. I mean, I was super happy for you. I know I watched your first fight, which kind of went the exact opposite of this fight. You know. And I was really, really happy for you, man, because that first fight you took on short notice, you threw like a spinning elbow and you kind of got caught. And I was like, ugh. But this fight, you were the bull, man. You just laid that dude out.
It's funny because like thinking about my first fight, I feel like the way I got finished is the way I finished him this fight.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Now, I was reading up about you, man. Like, first of all, you're 6'3", 155. How much weight do you have to cut to make that?
I usually walk around at like 175, and then when I'm in camp, I'm usually like 170. So just 15 usually, but
damn, he's light.
This camp, like I said, doing strength and conditioning, so I was a little bit stronger, a little bit heavier, so it was kind of a little harder to cut that weight.
Now you grew up in San Bernardino?
Yeah. Well, I live in San Bernardino. I grew up in Fontana.
Oh, nice. Nice. And then I heard that you were on the wrestling team and you loved it, but then they cut the program.
Yeah. That's what started my whole, inside of MMA.
And then I heard that you were going to be a pro skateboarder. What happened there?
Man, I broke too many bones. I got in a relationship, and man, my mom didn't even want me to continue doing it. I kept getting hurt, so I was like, "Man, I just everything was cards stacked against me on that one." But you know, I skate every now and again.
So your mom says, "Don't skateboard because you get hurt too much. You become a pro fighter."
I want to be a pro skater too when I'm younger.
That doesn't necessarily. That's crazy, but.
So when I started trying to fight, she didn't want to do that either.
But you have two older sisters, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I was reading that you said you got away with nothing in the family.
Yeah.
How excited were they for you when you won this fight in Australia?
They were pretty hyped. You know, they were cool. They supported me. They all watched the fight together. And it was pretty cool. They support me. They've always been my bullies and my mentors growing up.
That's awesome. And now your nickname is the Tarantula. I thought it was because of how big you are, but then I read you had 200 tarantulas growing up.
What?
Yeah.
Creepy, bro.
Where do you even get 200 tarantulas?
I know, so many.
And why do you have that? Why did you have that?
He's farming them.
They're addicted. They're like, you just start collecting them. I met this guy on Craigslist, and he started like
giving
me a bunch of deals on tarantulas, and then I started breeding them. And I just one turned into 10, and then 10 turned into 20. Next thing you know, I had like 200 babies, and then I had like 30 plus adults, and like all kind of like little containers and vials full of tarantulas. So
wait, you're like slinging them? Crazy.
Yeah. Do you like sell them to pet stores or something?
Yeah, I sold them. I would breed them. I would trade them.
Anything
you can think of, I was doing with them.
Wait, what do you trade tarantulas for?
Let me get a tank of gas. I got 50 tarantulas.
No, I just trade them for other tarantulas, or I trade them for another pet that I wanted or something like that. There's actually decent money in tarantulas.
That's pretty tight.
There's decent money in tarantulas.
I knew someone that actually did that with chameleons. They bred chameleons and sold them, and they made a good amount of money doing it.
Now, I mean,
yeah,
I've never seen tarantulas.
Whole other game.
Now you kept them at your house. Did your mom want to kill you?
Nah. She tolerated it. I actually had I had 50 babies get out, and they were all scattered around the house.
Oh shit. Are the babies small? Are they so small that you can't find them really, or are they kinda a little bigger?
They're a little bigger. They're they're maybe about the size of a penny. Maybe a little bit bigger, like a nickel.
Dude, that'd be so, if I saw a bunch of little fuckers coming at me, I'd freak the fuck out, dude.
Wait, aren't they poisonous, these things? Can they be poisonous?
No, I don't think they are. They're not poisonous, right?
Yeah, they're pretty calm.
They don't bite you or nothing?
They just look scary as shit.
Yeah.
Really?
They're mammal spiders.
Nah, they're venomous. They're just some species are worse than others.
So why don't you? Here's what you do. Your next fight, when you knock someone out, you just keep a bag of tarantulas and then put them all over the person, as they're laying there.
That'll wake them up real quick.
Yeah, dude. Have your coach hand you one, and then when they call your name for the win, you just hold it out. You're like Tarantula King.
The tarantula.
That'd be so badass.
That is crazy.
I've always wanted to step on the scale with a tarantula, in a weigh in. That's what I really want to do.
That'd be kind of cool if you did that. That'd
definitely
be awesome.
Do it if they'll let you.
Or put it in your Speedo.
PETA would be make sure you don't hurt it.
You don't think it should be in a Speedo, all of a sudden his cock starts moving and be what the hell's going on?
Oh my
tarantula.
God, put little pants on it?
Yeah, tarantula.
Put little fight shorts on it?
No, in his Speedo, not a Speedo.
Oh.
Not put a tarantula.
I thought you were talking about the tarantula, put little fight shorts on the tarantula.
I mean,
what? It's his little mini-me and shit.
No. That's hilarious, though. So, all right. So now who do you want to fight next?
Anybody. I don't have any names in mind at this point. I just want to stay active.
But you want to fight for June because you got your second baby coming out, right?
You know what?
Now, don't you have a baby due in June?
Yeah, in June. I need to fight before then. And I got to have a baby shower, so I got to fight before the baby shower now that I think about it. And then after that, smooth sailing.
Now, are you married or a girlfriend or?
Girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
Fiancé.
Fiancé. Ah. What?
Go.
Congratulations. When's the lucky date?
What's the date?
Yeah.
Well, no wedding date set, but she's due June 8th, I think.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. This is what you have to look forward to, by the way. Oh, actually,
get over here and enjoy me.
Actually, you already have a baby. Now, also, you've been training with RDA. What's that like?
It's pretty fun. He's cool. He's a cool dude. He always brings it. He's really intense.
He's out here?
A wealth of knowledge.
Nice. Yeah, because I watched. He was talking really good about you. He says the sky's the limit between you and Hoffa, but you know he was saying really good things about you. And then Jason Perel is your coach.
Yeah,
That's a good team.
It shows.
Yeah, yeah. Now my man Tyler's got his third fight coming up, his third amateur fight next week. Any advice for this young guy? He's fighting a wrestler.
Just stay calm, stay composed, and go do your best.
All right. Good advice.
Stay calm, stay composed. Now, nice. So, so you don't know.
You like other coaches. Make sure you go in there and you fucking punch the guy and it hurts him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My coach yesterday was telling me, when you're here, just kick his ass.
Yeah.
Don't worry about control.
This is where you kick his ass.
Just kick his ass. Kick his fucking ass. All right, cool, man. Thanks.
Now, how high can you ollie?
My record back in the day was 8 boards.
Damn, he's got me beat by 2.
Nice.
Wow, 8 boards?
That's pretty high.
Yeah, that was my record.
I used to be able to ollie. Could you ollie on top of the picnic bench tables at the schools? That was like the highest I could ollie was on top of those.
On top of
the
what?
Blue, like the blue table?
The blue, yeah, the picnic bench tables at schools.
Anna.
Were you able to like ollie on top of those? Because that's what I used to jump on top of those and then jump off those. That was fun for me.
Can you land a kickflip? I can never do that.
Yeah, I can kickflip.
You really want to be a professional skater? I'm pretty sure you can land a kickflip. Were you like street skater or like vert?
Street.
Nice. So where did you meet your girl?
Where's what?
Where did you meet your lady?
I actually met her at the gym.
Oh, nice. So what, like you went up to her, you're like, hey, you come here often and you want to squat on my face? Or like, what was your pickup line?
I can help you with your squats.
She just came in, I was training there, and then we started talking, took a picture, and then we just started talking on and off from there. And then we got serious like a year later.
Nice. White girl, black girl, Asian girl?
Mexican.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. You already got 2 kids.
Yeah, seriously.
One yeah, met exactly. Her in the MMA gym.
He had 2 kids with her before she met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexican. My wife's half Mexican. They get knocked up quickly.
Yeah, you blow your load in the air, they're pregnant.
Yeah, like you like pull, you.
Yeah.
They get pregnant off like hand jobs. That's. That's awesome. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah,
look at you. This guy, you're 24 years old. You got another kid on the way. You got a great team. You're knocking people out. The fucking sky's the limit, man.
Definitely.
I do love that you called, instead of calling for the stupid 50 grand bonus, that you just called out for another fight as soon as possible. I think that was a way smart move.
Think so?
Yeah.
Because the guys never get it. Even if I got the bonus, I still would have took another fight right away.
No. Would you have fought that night against somebody or no?
Against who?
That night? Would you have like fought somebody that actual night? So.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, I was fine after the fight, yeah.
That was a warm-up.
Fuck yeah.
That's a warm-up, huh?
Nice. Well, cool. Well, keep up the good work, and thanks for everything, brother.
Yes, good job.
Yep, no problem, brother. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Take care. All right.
Cool, dude. I like him.
I like that guy. Have you heard of Andre Fraley's new rap song, by the way?
No.
Oh, he's got one, too?
Yeah. He's in like a group.
But I repeatedly watched the Jared Brooks and the other one raps after
really?
The last time when we were watching. Oh, yeah.
So this is Andre
Fraley. Like, listening to him. Where I'm from, they hit a stain to feed a habit. Mandatory sentences and is that him? I'm in a slow That's not what I feel like he should sound like when he talks.
Ass fat lips real, but a heart plastic. Got the Glock concealed, please don't make me blast it.
To me, he really sounds like Black. He sounds like a Black kid, man.
Pour some gasoline and drop a couple matches. I just need my girl to fuck me numb. Nah, nah, nah. I don't always love who I become.
I'll never know that's Andre Philly. Oh, this is like, I yeah, that everyone's on.
I ain't trying to leak or trying to build, fam, yeah. Why you always hate
I think he's good. I like
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I like Touchy Feely.
I didn't even know that was him, though. Totally doesn't even like sound like.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it'd be his voice at all. I would
picture Touchy Feely in like a rancid cover band.
Yeah, right? Like some emo, I hate my parents, fucking dark band.
No, Touchy Feely, fuck the world.
He's the truth, bro. And he's got a big fight coming up.
He's good, man.
Yeah, against Miles Jury.
This Sunday night. A lot of people thought he like won the Michael Johnson fight. I kind of think he won that fight. I hate to say, I love Michael Johnson, but it was a close fight. But a lot of people thought he won. You guys watch that fight?
Nah.
It was real.
I did watch it. I don't really remember.
It was really, really close.
I wanted to fight Michael Johnson too, but he went to 45.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a really close fight. It was one of those fights that like could have won either way. But
Feely is a good fighter. I like watching him fight.
Yeah. Always exciting.
Yeah. Always.
Never, ever is in a boring fight. So let's talk to Touchy Feely right now. Come on, man. Pick up the phone. Let's see. Come on, dude.
Hey, nah.
He says, hey, nah.
Come on. Let's see this. All right. Let's talk to Touchy Feely.
Come on, Touchy Feely.
But yeah, I don't even think I'm going to watch so many fights this week.
I love how excited you are about it.
The fucking Bellator, watch so many the fights. UFC, even the ACB, but that's on like I think it's on like the Fight app or something.
The ACB,
yeah,
is it on the Fight app?
The good thing about ACB though is like they just throw like 80 fights in like an hour.
Yeah,
there's like no, they have fights like during the fights. Like they just
that's
keep,
the Russia one, right?
Yeah, but Frank Mir does a really good job as commentary.
Commentary,
very underrated commentator, Frank Mir.
He was
great with WEC.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good too, honestly. I think Big John's a really good commentator.
I'm upset
that they separated Mike Goldberg and Joe Rogan, though.
Yeah, those two were great together.
Yeah, they were good together. And like,
all right, let's see if he picks up the phone.
Your call has been forwarded.
Come on.
Dude, come on, Touchy McFeely. He's probably mad.
Hey, yeah. All right, so no Touchy Feely today.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm rooting for Miles Jury anyway. He's my boy.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's going to have a hard time with Miles Jury.
Why is that?
Because Miles Jury is like super technical fighter. And he's just like his striking. He's very elusive. If Andre Feely like comes at him and like puts a lot of pressure on him, I could see him winning it. But
Feely beat the GOAT, Artem Labov.
Oh my God.
So
that dude's GOAT balls.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the GOAT in waiting when they just pull their ball sack down. It's just that flap of skin. Yeah, that's the kind of goat he is. Is that what they call it? The goat right in that? Where they just pull their balls back and they bend
you
over?
You
see the movie Waiting?
Waiting?
Yeah, wasn't goat one of the like the
yeah,
little tricks to get them to see
the,
each other's balls?
Goat was the one where you bend over
yeah, and put
and
your
you
balls
shove
behind
the dick and balls in between your leg.
That's Artem Lobov. That's the only kind of goat he is to me.
Goat. Batwing. I got my friends with the Batwing a couple times.
The Batwing.
Did we see this thing called hanging the brain? Where you just put your brain out.
Hang brain.
Oh, we call that like the Buddha belly. We say Buddha belly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was a kid at a school meeting that like stood up and goes, "No hanging the brain during school meetings." while doing it, he like got suspended immediately.
That's hilarious.
And we used to do dick push-ups where you have a boner and you just do push-ups. And then
what?
And you'd count them. And this is all in boarding school. They'd be like, 34.
Of
just
course
yell
it was.
Number. That's how many you did.
Of course it was.
So, yeah.
What about the gum?
Oh, yeah. You want
where
some
you
gum?
Little,
and then about your dick?
Just a little bit of your ball sack through your
oh,
like,
my
zipper
God.
Hole. Like, oh, shit, I got gum on my pants.
Yeah, girls,
I need
don't,
step in my perfume
yeah, girls
here.
Don't have the equivalent of this.
I need to step up
like women
dogs.
Aren't being like, hey,
dude, the difference between men and women is astounding.
Oh, I mean, but girls don't be like, hey, want some roast beef? And what about their, like, you know, like,
you know what? I feel like they really do. They just don't say it because they'd be judged. And, like, you know how girls are.
No, they don't actually to each other about, like,
I think they do. Honestly, I know some girls that do.
Really?
Yeah, girls are just like guys. They just hide it very well.
Hmm.
I know some girls that are, like, pretty bad and they just hide it very well.
I mean, there's definitely the outliers for sure.
definitely the outliers.
It was in the news recently.
I have one friend that's like all into taking like naked artistic pictures and like doing that whole shit, you know, but guys are just gross.
My ex got a weird and she does that now.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird.
I mean, I get it, like whatever, you want to show off your body, fine. But
in the news recently, some girl was breastfeeding and someone started complaining and the girl squirted her with fucking
them.
With,
like, yes.
That's how I would have done.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Fuck those people. If you're complaining about someone breastfeeding.
Huh, and then squirt her and just like bang, bang, bitch.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. When girls do that, I think it's whatever. If it's in a restaurant, that's like one thing because people are eating too. And I mean, there's like health codes, whatnot, but.
I'm telling you, if like girls could like.
Any other.
Be
part,
topless
like,
in public, it would be such less of a deal.
Yeah.
Like my wife's tits are out all the time now because she breastfeeds, but it's not like, oh, like. Like you know, look. Because I see them so much. It's
we
like,
can we can be topless in public, and it's okay. Why can't girls?
It's like Africa. It's like yeah. You know, it's crazy. I remember when I was younger, like that was the only kids are so spoiled. Like when I was younger, I'd have to get National Geographic to like look at like naked girls in Africa as like my like oh nah, look at these
dude.
Naked chicks. Now the internet
Sears,
is like
dude. Yeah. Sears catalogs.
Yeah,
Sears catalogs the way to go, or like the paper when they have like the ads, the bra ads.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, mine was Victoria's Secret.
That was the way.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret too.
I actually some dirty photos. I actually found some dirty magazines when I was younger, like at my elementary school, like underneath a bungalow in the valley.
Dude, my buddy's dad had the naked cards, like playing cards. We found those. We found his stack of porns and playing cards one day when we were home alone. We were just sitting there, like just looking through them.
Yeah, one of my friends that had like Playboys. We would all be like, "Oh my god, yeah. You use Playboys?" Mm-hmm. Now the internet, though, like.
I know. And every kid has a phone. Like,
yeah.
What do you think your kids are doing with their phones? Like, they're either playing video games or they're looking at porn.
Yep. I know.
Like, if you have a 12-year-old son,
they're playing video games or sure learning shit they shouldn't be learning at that age.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But whatever.
It's crazy how much they. Like, I grew up a little sheltered. Like, you know, private Christian school. My parents didn't like.
Well, you were Jewish.
You know. Yeah, but I went to private Christian school.
He was
Jewish.
So confused.
There's blood and there's culture, bro. There's blood and there's culture. I got the Jew blood.
He's got the Jew blood, but the Christian culture. Jew.
So I
still
didn't realize like
dinner.
How much kids know, you know? Like I didn't realize like how much kids know how early on. Like I started hearing about stuff when I was like 13, 14. But like there's kids on the wrestling team. I'll overhear their conversations. They're talking about like, oh, well, Mary was getting fingered in the bathroom. But these kids are in middle school, dude.
Yeah.
6th and 7th grade.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I was smoking weed when I was like 12. I think I started doing like heavy drugs, like acid and shit, when I was like 14,
yeah,
13.
No way, really?
Yeah.
14 acid?
Yeah, I think it was 14 or 15 when I first started doing acid.
And you grew up in Lancaster, dude. Come on.
No, I didn't grow up in Lancaster. I grew up in Canoga Park.
Up in Simi Valley.
Yeah, Canoga Park and then Simi. But when I moved to Simi, that's when I started doing drugs. Like that little, like that's like such a little
surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it's such a little, like preppy little white privileged area. You know what I mean? Simi to me, it is.
Yeah. I think that's
where I started
the thing
doing drugs.
Too, though. Like people don't think about it a lot, but like the more wealthy kids, like those are the kids that are getting fucked up, man, because they have money to go buy drugs, and then they have like a lot of times parents that aren't present because they're off making a bunch of money.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, all right, well, I had to get my attention somehow.
Like, I had a rich friend who stole his dad's ATM card all the time.
Yeah,
and he would just buy drugs.
Yeah.
That's what I see as a wrestling coach. Like you think like. As an adult, you're like, oh, I'll make a lot of money and my kid will do well. But you see that the parents that are not there and the kids are the biggest assholes
mm-hmm.
versus the parents that are like middle class or lower middle class. The parents are at every match or at every practice.
Yeah.
And those kids are the most well-adjusted, sweetest kids ever.
Yeah, the most down-to-earth kids.
Yeah. Versus like the kid, they're always divorced, they have a lot of money, you know, and
right.
It's just like,
yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
I'm glad I don't know my dad.
you can pretty much call out exactly what the situation is, you know, like,
yeah,
every single one, you're like, oh, yeah,
isn't that funny?
Your
like,
parents are this, your parents are this.
I always like have been like, you know what, it's all situational, people can be in the same, you know, people can grow up the same, but then their mindset's different, or the things you tell them will change their mindset, but. It's really not like that. Like, you're such a product of your environment. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think it really comes down to how you choose to parent. Like, all my friends are having kids, and it's interesting seeing the different parenting styles. Some more lax, some more firm. Most of them are pretty, like,
center of the road, like, you know, if you fuck up, you're going to get disciplined, but it's not the end of the world, and like, we're going to encourage you when you do good things, and you know, yeah. Like, these people that say, oh no, never tell your child no, only positive reinforcement, like, get the fuck out of here. This is the real world. Like, that's all good, but like, yeah, then your kid's going to grow up never hearing no, and yeah, like, they're going to turn 10.
It's
going
to create a big
issue.
And
it's going to be a big problem.
So Oliver Aubin, you know that guy, he's a really good fighter from Canada.
Mercier.
He predicts a worldwide PED shortage prior to Romero versus Costa.
That's pretty funny. He's trying to be a Canadian gangster, whatever he said, that one fight.
Yeah, that's how funny is that?
That's hilarious.
A worldwide PED shortage. Oh my God.
Dude, I don't understand how Romero makes 185 pounds.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
Well, we also think that he might be like 70 years old too.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, black don't crack.
From Cuba.
Those Cubans, like they you know, they just pick a number.
My roommate last night, we were talking about it. My roommate and one of my other friends, and we're like, dude, like Romero, there's no way he can be 185 pounds. He goes, yeah, he's Cuban. Have you seen Yasiel Puig? Like, example. The professional baseball player, yeah. There's no way he's on steroids.
Yeah, and he's and he's like 20, and he's like a monster.
He started laughing. He's like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
like, he does say though, like,
don't
like,
baseball players? It's probably so.
No, it's rampant. Every sport.
Retarded,
it's rampant,
dumb, but
every sport,
huh?
Yeah.
Like, if you're not
just let everyone do steroids,
then you're not surviving.
They should just let everyone do steroids and let them fuck themselves up if they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, also, I think in some cultures like Brazil, it's like, you get caught with steroids, you're like, whatever. But if you lose, it's like really shameful. It's way better to get caught cheating, trying to win, than to lose.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
That's probably where that came from.
Which is nuts. So what do you got coming up?
Brazil. I got my fight, February 22nd. Boop. Epic Fighting down in San Diego at the Four Points Sheraton. You can DM me for tickets. Smithero BJJ.
Slide that DM.
Instagram. SMITH. ERO BJJ
.com.
And then I'm still teaching every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 o'clock in the Gi, Braxton's Combat Sports and Fitness.
Now
in
you
Venice.
Think that Ben should do Gi?
No.
Oh, before you guys grappled?
Before we grappled, I was like, dude, you training the Gi, it'll help. I mean, it's not gonna hurt. It's not gonna hurt, but it's not necessary.
Well, okay.
It's not necessary.
That's the main reason people tell me shit. I'm just like, whatever. So many people tell me after I fought Gillespie, I need to wrestle and I need to work on my strength and conditioning and all this and that. And I'm like,
if you fight him again, then yes, work on your wrestling. But your wrestling is good.
It's
your
whatever.
Wrestling is good.
I'm going to be out in San Diego already.
Nice.
I hit up Dominic Cruz, still one of the guys that's talked to from Ultimate Fighter. So I hit him up. I was like, what's up? I'm going to hang out through the weekend. He's like, all right.
Dope.
I was like, I got a buddy fighting, so I'm going to be out there anyway. He's like, cool. So I'll be out there already.
Awesome.
Nice.
So if you want, you can train down there with those guys. No, because you're fighting Saturday, huh?
No, I'm fighting Friday.
Oh, it's Friday?
Yeah.
It's Friday. Oh, shit, that was Saturday.
So Touchy Feely said, sorry, Friday the haircut's night. Taking longer than expected.
Oh, he's getting his haircut right now?
It's okay, Andre.
So, okay.
Doesn't he have like that half-shave comb-over thing? Like,
yeah.
Almost like Ashley has? Like,
it's like a mullet-y, spiky,
it's
punky.
Very, yeah. What do you got coming up, Vince?
I am gonna corner Tyler for his fight. I'll be out in San Diego, having a good time. Visit old friends, make some new ones, maybe. Watch Tyler kick some wrestler's ass.
Yes.
I got that. And I'm just training right now, looking for a fight. Hopefully I'm gonna fight by summertime. I'm kind of shooting for sooner, hopefully, but hopefully by summertime. I'm really thinking about quitting my day job and just becoming a fighter and just fighting all the time again until I'm done fighting. Because it's kind of depressing me feeling like I'm not putting all my effort into it while I still can, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm just, you know, doing my thing, playing video games, training.
Love
trying it. Trying to be a normal human.
Oh, come on. That's never going to happen. this Thursday night, I will be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory, Valentine's Day. You have nothing to do. Come laugh.
I don't, but I wish I have school. That sucks.
And then Friday night, I'm at, Saturday night, I'm at the Comedy Hideaway in Santa Barbara, February 16th. And then I am at the...
You did Friday?
What?
Did you say Friday? Did
Friday
you say
night. Friday?
Where are you Friday?
No, Friday night, I don't know where I'm at. Saturday night, Santa Barbara.
Oh, Saturday.
And then I'm at Iguanas in Pico Rivera.
Dude, you're all over Sunday the fucking night. Place, bro.
And then trying.
Do you have a bus or do you drive? You drive yourself, huh?
Drive. A bus?
Yeah, you should get like a little tour bus.
Yeah, tour bus. That's funny. And then I'm at the Dirty, the South Point Casino in nice. Las Vegas, March 1st. I'm trying yes. to get tickets for March 2nd to see the fight.
Yes.
And then... Chip. And then
I think I'm trying to get tickets to that fight too.
If I get tickets, want to be my date?
Sure. And all if you right. can't get tickets, I get tickets. You can be my date.
Love it.
And yeah. Then, are you going to come out with us?
What do you mean? Come out where?
To Vegas.
Young brother.
Then the Sandman Well Casino.
Yeah. Drive out
March 13th.
Us?
Reno, oh, March 19th to the 24th.
I'll drive.
Fancy.
I know.
If you shop on Amazon, go to adamhunter.com first, then click on the Amazon banner. Thank you.
Buy his shit or else.
Thursday, we're having another podcast Thursday with Renato Laranja. You guys are more than welcome to come
Uncle
back.
Uncle Hanach!
If you guys want to come back. One to
I don't think I've been on with him, honestly. Back.
What?
I don't think I've been on with him yet.
You want to come back Thursday?
I've been on with him. Hell yeah.
Right. Oh, this Thursday?
Yeah. Thursday, 1 to 3 with Hanato.
I can't.
Oh, Valentine's Day special with
yes.
Hanach?
Yes.
Damn, awesome. I can't. It's, well, too, right. it's too close to school.
I got it.
I'll be
it.
Here.
Well, listen. Thank you guys so much. Take care. And we got Touchy Feely on this Thursday.
And
I think Mayhem Miller is calling in from prison.
Yes.
Awesome.
So it's going to be quite the show. Take care and bye bye. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дөр булаа. Та дэс тоотан дөр бол амор та.